This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. For more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to www.bbarc.org. That's www.bbarc.org. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KSXQ. None. Are there any bulletins or announcements for that? Please call KSXQ.
Got some satellite notes for you, Tom. K6LCS.
Hey, Quint, glad to hear you out there. And hey, we'll put you right on top there after we get going here. Thanks, Quint. Any other announcements? Just want to let everybody know, we're due for some high winds tomorrow. If you're in any of the Southern California area, of course, you'll know what that's all about. We've had a lot of rain lately, and they're saying that the fire threat is lower than it normally would have been on something like this, but we still need to keep our eyes and ears open. Anything out there you see, especially you're up here in the Big Bear area, just dial 911. Get it reported. Don't wait. All right, topic for the evening, just before the roster here. We're going to explore a little bit more into APRS, and actually a little bit more into printed circuit boards. We're not really pulling this from a QST. What's out there for services? What's the cost? What does it take to actually do these yourselves if you want to, and all that. So, and we're going to apply this towards some APRS stuff in the future. I'm going to actually do a series on this. But first, let's get going with our roster here. And I'll start with the top of the list over here. I have KA6CIA George.
Natal, KA6CIA.
And good evening there, George. Glad to have you out there. All right. Next I have, moving down my list here, I have WA6ITC Rod.
Yeah, from Mike Williams, WA6ITC.
And good evening there, Rod. Glad to have you out there. Next I have KJ6FIL Mike in Redlands.
Good evening all. KJ6FIL.
And good evening, Mike. Glad to have you out there. Next, I have KJ6KDL Jim, who's going to assist me this evening. Jim, I hope you're out there.
KJ6KDL here. Give me some steering directions, and I'll try to keep up.
All right, Mike. See, there you go. See, you're. I'm so used to having Mike out there. Jim, I'm glad to have you out there. And, yeah, we're going to actually explore some stuff out there from a couple different services. So hang tight. And let's see. Not sure if he's out there. KJ6KDK Rosemary.
KJ6KDK here.
All right, Rosemary, glad to have you out there, and appreciate Jim helping me this evening. That's great. All right, well, I know he's out and about. Let's see if he's out there tonight. We have W6GZI Frank.
This is W6GZI. I'm here.
Well, good evening, Frank. Glad to have you listening in, you and Jan. Good evening to both of you. Next, I have KI6IQA Kelly.
KI6IQA.
Hey, good evening, Kelly. Glad to have you out there. Let's see, we have Stephen, K9AOG, Stephen from Long Beach. Hi, not hearing Steven out there. How about K6GVL, Ron, Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom Lynette. This is Ron, K6GVL from Torrance this evening.
Well, Ron, glad to have you out there no matter where you are. Hopefully you're getting a good signal down there on Torrance. Next I have is 86PL, Harold.
Good evening, 86PL, and the wind has started down here in case you're not getting it. Not really bad yet, but it's getting, so it's picking up, 86PL.
Okay, Harold, yeah, that's we knew that was coming in. Hope you're feeling better, and my leg is doing a little bit better, so anyway, we're getting there. All right, I know we have a guest in this evening. Let's see if he's still there to check in. K6LCS, Quint, you there for a check-in?
Certainly, K6LCS.
And good evening, Quint, and he's got some more information for everybody out there. Glad to have that, and we'll get to you here in just a second. Next, I have KJ6PYV, Dave.
Good evening, Tom and Annette. KJ6PYV, checking in.
And good evening, Dave. Glad to have you out there, a local neighbor. All right, let's see if we can get to Chris out there, K6YNW. Chris, out there in the lower desert.
Good evening, K6YNW.
Coming in there good, Chris. Good signal. How about W6POO? Chip, are you on the radio? Don't actually see you on echoing, so let's see if you're out there. All right, well, I guess he's neither. We do have one listener out there, Keith. Keith, glad to see you up there listening on Echolink. All right, moving on down here. How about KJ6QYN? Let's see if Shelly's out there. All right, don't hear Shelly out there this evening. How about on the next page here, how about AE6CK Victor in Santa Fe Springs?
Good evening, Tom and Zenith, Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
And good evening, Victor. Glad to have you out there. Appreciate that. Let's see if we have KA6ROD. Rod Moonridge, are you out there? I don't hear Rod out there. Let's, how about W6JET Rob in Temple City? No Rob out there. How about KJ6RAY? Probably mobile. Are you out there, Ray? I guess we don't have Ray in there yet. That's okay. That is the major list. Got a couple others here on some other sheets, which we will pull these up here. A huge number of call signs here. All right, let's see. How about W6OXA? Let's see if Omar's out there. I don't hear Omar out there. How about W2PFA? Let's see if Mark's out there. No, Art. How about W6CYS, John?
W6CYS, I'm here tonight.
Good deal there, John. Are you still, you got to go down in the morning?
Go down in the morning, and I will be down until Sunday afternoon. But on Saturday night, I get to play RFID and find out what it's all about. W6CYS.
Very cool, John, and maybe we can share that all that cool stuff next Tuesday. Appreciate that. All right, well, let's see. I have KK6FJE. Do we have Zach out there?
Hey, Tom in the net. This is KK6FJE, Zach in Sugarloaf.
All right, Zach, know you're studying hard for your general. Just had some, I got to announce that too, forgot. By the way, we did have some testing. We had one local upgraded to extra, and two of our other people in the area upgraded up to general. So kudos to them. And one of them is, next on my list here, KK6HUB, now acting general, Bob.
All right there. Thank you, Tom. Good evening to the group, KK6HUB.
Okay, Bob, congratulations, and I know Lola's not out there listening, but Lola, KB6UTT upgraded from general all these years from General and got her extra with flying colors. So kudos to both you and Roger, and I'm not sure, Roger, if he's out there listening from Lucerne Valley. All right, I got a couple more on the list here, and then we'll just go ahead and ask for guests. And one of them would be N7WNO. Is Mike out there? All right, well, I know we have a lot of people that are sometimes there and sometimes not, and that's perfectly fine. Anybody else out there that didn't get called, if you'd like to check in as a guest, or if I just flat missed you, please come back to KF6Q.
KK6RAY Mobile.
LAN.
Golf 6, pop on Foxtrot on a handheld in Upland.
Okay, we got a handheld out there in Upland. Glad to have you with us this evening. And Bill, sorry, my shabby list here, I must have skimmed right over you. Good to have you out there, Bill. And Ray, hey, thanks for the late check-in. Glad to have you out there. Anybody else? All right, well, good deal. Yeah, we have a lot of really cool stuff we're going to go over this evening, especially if you are an electronics builder, which, what does that mean? Well, it can go anywhere from designing something yourself to basically just picking up a soldering iron, putting some parts on a board. So anyway, we'll start with the most important part tonight is the board and a couple different things on how we can use that to start getting our own APRS equipment up and running as a do-it-yourselfer.
I have a comment.
Yes, Harold, go ahead.
If everybody hadn't heard, you ought to check your local Radio Shack because they're going to close 1,100 more stores. They redid the one here at Hardman Center in Riverside. Told them that they'll be open, so they know whether they'll be open or not, or they should know. But you may be losing your Radio Shack, and they told me that they're going to get rid of a lot of the electronic stuff that isn't selling, so that means components, which they wanted to get rid of for years, and quite a bit of other stuff, 86 beyond.
Yeah, good information there, Harold, and a little more I'll add to that. I think there's like 1,100 stores closing, and I don't know where I got that number from, but we only have one up here in Big Bear, and it is basically the only electronic supply other than some small connectors for TV and stuff at the local hardware stores and DIYs and stuff like that, but not sure if they close this one up here. We'll definitely be driving off the mountain, or, you know, hey, there's good old mail order, and I love the USPS one price ships all or whatever they have there, so you can actually get some stuff pretty cheap shipping. So anyway, yeah, good information, and good idea, everybody, to check that out. All right, anybody else out there? Let's see, I think we did the guest check-in, pretty much got that. And what I'd like to do is hand it over to Clint. Clint, you've got some great information on ham satellites, and anything up there in the sky. Go ahead, Clint, take her over. This is KF6Q.
Good evening, Tom and the Net. How about talking about an astronaut that's back down on the ground? Did anybody follow European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano as he shot some phenomenal photos and shared them with us on his Twitter page? Well, here is your chance to talk to Luca directly. The European Space Agency is inviting 50 followers of Luca on his Twitter page of astro_Luca to join in a special space event open to all his followers on social networks. This event will take place on a month from today, on the 11th of April, from the European Space Agency's facility in Italy. It'll start at 1600 Central European Standard Time, CEST. They're 15 hours ahead of us. So it'll be 1 o'clock in the morning here on the 10th. You can complete the application online. Go to the front page of QRZ or the front page of eham.net right now and look for You Can Talk to Luca and fill out that application, and good luck to you. Oscar 11 just celebrated its 30th birthday last week. Oscar 11, also known as UOSAT-2 or UO-11, designed, built, launched within a period of 6 months using commercially available off-the-shelf components. Once again, you'll be hearing about the name Professor Sir Martin Sweeting, G3YJO, and his team at the University of Surrey, who contributed to the project. A good copy has been obtained from decoded telemetry frames from the bird still. It's on a transmission schedule of 10.3 days on, followed by 10.35 days off. You can see the status at the Oscar site, the live Oscar site at oscar.dcar.org. And something a little different, FunCube 1, or AO73, it has a downlink, just to hear some telemetry, on 145.935, if you want to hone your tracking skills, 145.935. It's currently operating at a full power, 300 milliwatts when it's in sunlight, and at night the beacon gets about 30 milliwatts, so it needs a little bit better antenna than your HT comes with. But FunCube 1 or AO73 in your Keplerian data, that's just a fun bird and a great project. And what a marketing plan the folks over in Great Britain have for that bird. That's FunCube 1 project. Designated AO73 in your Keplerian data. Tomorrow night, live at 6 o'clock on twit.tv/HN. That's twit.tv/HN. The weekly taping of Ham Nation with Gordo, Bob Heil, and the gang. Look for a special announcement involving K6LCS in the first 10 minutes tomorrow. And don't forget your Palm Springs Ham Fest this Saturday the 15th, 9:30 to the afternoon. If you want to park overnight, you can camp overnight there. Gordo's going to be there overnight. I'm going to get there about 3 or 4 in the morning. Major vendors, minor vendors, education on the hobby, licensing, classes, demos. We have a pass of SO50 at 10:31. So if you can't make it and you want to work SO50, yeah, work it with us. Talk to us out in Palm Springs at 10:31. It's a marvelous pass that's workable for us in Palm Springs, but workable for you back here in the valley and obviously up on the hill. So look for SO50. If you can't make it out to Palm Springs, work SO50 with us. Let's get about 10 or 15 contacts happening and really, really show off the capabilities of that bird. Tom, I've got... God, scads more, but that's it for this evening. K6LCS, thank you for the opportunity.
Well, Quint, that's fantastic. We appreciate all that great information. And, save some for next week or next time you can stop by. Appreciate that. And, that's always really cool. If you ever have been around anybody working satellites, you know what? It can be very addictive. Next thing you know, you're tracking everything in the sky. Thank you, Clint. Good deal. And we'll get started here with our Text Tuesday, and hopefully you can join us again next week. Hello? Yes, we have somebody in there. Go ahead.
6CYS here. I did check with the local Radio Shack, and they claim they are not one of the 1100s, that they're a very good performer, and that they are going to stay in business, and they're not one of the 1100s. Just thought the audience ought to know that. W6CYS.
Well, John, appreciate that. Yeah, as we are up here, it's about the only store we have. Minimal electronics in Kmart and DIY and whatnot. That's great. And, of course, Radio Shack doesn't carry like they used to years ago. They do have it shrunk down to a couple of cabinets, and at least they do have some parts. So that's good. At least if they could keep that, that would be great. Thanks, John. Appreciate that information. All right, moving forward, and we've dealt on and off about this. I think Harold, one of our listeners out there, want to appreciate him bringing to the attention of a company called Far Circuits. Far Circuits basically has specialized in doing the PC boards that come out in the QST magazines and other things also that we talk about. If there's a PC board, and this is going way back, most of them are still available, and they produce these boards for a very minimal charge. But the main thing is they already have the artwork, they already are set up, they can run one out, and or two or three or ten So very good company, and we'll get into them a little bit here in a few minutes, a little bit more. They also will do your custom boards or something else that you want them to produce. So got a couple of companies we're going to look at. Actually, I got three tonight, produce boards, and they're all pretty close to the same cost. We'll look at what it actually takes to produce a board yourself if you actually want to do that. Anyway, real quick here, though, I know Jim did a little research here, and one of the very cool sites that these come with the board if you buy the kit. And we all know Ramsey is out there. Ramsey does a great kit. We've talked about Ramsey in the past. Jim, Fox Delta, another company out there, some pretty neat stuff with some amateur radio projects. Jim, you want to just briefly give us a lowdown? Excuse me, a lowdown on Fox Delta.
I found the site, so I looked them up, they don't show a whole lot of information on the purchase page that I sent you earlier, but they make a few products, something called the FoxTrack Basic for $22 and a case. It's a serial interface, and be honest with you, I haven't been able to open up any documentation on that yet. Doesn't seem to open, and that seems to work in with another product that looks really neat, and I was hoping to get a price on it. Maybe you found it. They've got a device called the Fox View 2 serial interface with a display, and then they add a tracking module to that, and it looks like a complete all-in-one product. So it looks really neat, but their page is a little sparse for somebody who's not used to building projects, so I didn't pull up a whole lot of info on it. Maybe you can expound on that.
Yeah, I've actually been able to pull up some of their stuff here, and I don't know, maybe it's this older software I got, older operating system, I don't know. Anyway, one of the things here, of course, is a lot of different levels of what we call do-it-yourself. And the alternative of do-it-yourself is have deep pockets and just go buy everything that's already built. And that's not a problem, you know, because actually if you add all the time you spend on if you're having a board made and you actually put all the stuff together, round up the parts if it's not in a kit already, and you do all that, obviously if your time is worth anything over 50 cents an hour, you're probably not going to save a lot of money. You will save money in the parts, in the thing, but it's the adventure and the fun of putting something together that, you know, as long as you solder it up correctly, it's going to work. And that's the cool part. If you're designing your own stuff, yeah, it can be a little tricky, but a lot of this stuff, especially if you buy a kit form, and that's what Fox Delta is here. Let me reset. And Fox Delta and Ramsey both, and there's many others out there, but they sell the kits. Many of the projects of today use little microcontroller units, one computer on a chip, MCUs, many different names for these, many different companies, and I ask everybody out there to go ahead, if you're going to work with this stuff, explore people like Texas Instruments on semiconductor and advanced micro devices, NXP, which is another new company out there that's just a merger. Some of these out there that produce parts, they have free samples, and you fill out some information and tell them who you are, and a lot of this stuff, believe it or not, they love to send stuff out because they know that eventually in great hopes that you're going to actually buy more. So free samples are always a good start. Anyway, besides that, one thing too is a lot of these PIC programmers, we have PIC chips, we're actually with these different, they go from huge to tiny, and there's many out there, and a lot of those are very inexpensive. We're talking a dollar or two, maybe three on these microcontroller units. And the thing is, they may need to be programmed, and if they are, I'm looking right now on Fox Delta, they have a programming board. This basically interfaces to your computer. And right now, it's a whole $7 for this programming adapter, which really amounts to taking the chip in the proper socket, plugging it in, following the instructions, and the software is usually already created by the designer of the project and checked out and ran. And a lot of times it's ready in a form that will interface with the programmer, so you basically plug and play, program that chip, and it's ready to go. This is KF62, Tech Tuesday in the group. Every Tuesday we can. And so with that said, if you don't want to go through all that hassle, quite often the PIC chips are basically, or the microcontrollers are available pre-programmed out there, and there's a lot of people that will actually do it for a very minimal charge if you had to find something like that. Anyway, with that said, there's a great number of these companies. We're going to, as we were talking about Radio Shack, let's bring up Arduino. Arduino is one of the things that Radio Shack carries, and we'll just explore that real briefly. Arduino sounds like some Italian's cousin. No, it's not. It's actually a system. Very, very cool. And this is like plug-and-play modules. Now, here's something where you're really not going to be building a lot of this stuff yourself. If it's basically an Arduino board or shield board or any of these things. But there's a lot of people now offering kits for that. So you have both worlds there. Arduino is basically a microcontroller on a board, which can communicate with your computer. But the setup is basically it's basically for projects where you want to demonstrate interfacing and just whatever. Actually, the sky's the limit. You can interface using USB, all these different things, and they have these boards pre-done, ready to go as you need them. Jim, you were talking about like that little LCD display. That was pretty cool. You want to just comment on that? That was from Fox Delta, but they also have that in Arduino. Jim, that's pretty cool. It's just like your little own self-screen, gonna say whatever you make it say, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the Arduino little mini computer. Yeah, those of you who are like me and played with things like the 6800 processor in the very early 80s and 68,000 after that, you basically put code in and you drive a display. But this does it for you. You don't have to figure out how to make the display work. These people have put together circuits. And on the Arduino side, there is a very popular site called Bertos, BERTOS.org. They have a full kit section. I don't know if you were going that direction. But there's also another microcontroller that's very popular called the Raspberry Pi. And you can find similar kits using that microcontroller. So, yeah, you can have it come in and show you your GPS stats, your speed, your altitude, whatever you can pull, weather conditions. You can see what you're transmitting on the APRS on your display. And some versions, I don't know if you're going this far, will actually allow you to include short text bursts, similar to what we do on our phones today, but a fewer text. But you can send that out and have messages come out with your APRS. It's really cool.
Yeah, and essentially, Jim, with that, and that's just the stuff that we're talking about there with APRS. A good example is, and of course I have salvaged some of this stuff, is really very cool. Cost is zero. An old telephone, and not the dial-up type, an old digital phone that'll have a little display on it, and it'll show like who's calling, and the number will pop up in the display. Well, that display, believe it or not, you can tear the phone apart. This is obviously one that you're not using, and please don't tear into the house phone, as the XYL will probably kill you. But anyway, with that, you can pull out the LCD display, and with a little research from some of the numbers on that, you can actually start interfacing some of this stuff to some of your projects. There's a lot of great sources, things that have limited use but can be used also. display is out of microwave ovens. The display is out of just about anything. Good source, and that's just one of the many parts in there. So anyway, with that said, yeah, because it's always good to interface so it can talk back to you. Maybe you're just simply measuring the temperature, or maybe, you know, the wind speed out there. Who knows? Maybe it's going to give you everything and cycle between that. There's the sky is the limit, literally, on that. Anyway, a lot of these are pre-built, as we're talking about. These come in module boards, and as you think about what you might want to do, and we're saying just not a couple of module boards. I'm going to give you right now one site of a company who has a board that will interface with this stuff or anything else. One of them is FutureLec. That's F-U-T-U-R, like in future without the E, FutureLec, L-E-C, and it's at FutureLec.com. They have a huge site there of components and items like that. And another, there are quite a few others out there. I've actually found on eBay, a lot of these components are already now being mass produced over overseas. And you can go on eBay and actually get a further discount, probably wait about a week or two, and get a lot of this stuff in through there. So shop around all the way from GPS components. Now, I have... John, we had talked about GPS, but I'm just going to let this loose here for a second. The actual GPS module that will communicate with your Arduino or whatever, it's a little square, about an inch square, has a built-in antenna. However, you can actually solder on a connector and actually get an external antenna if you choose. Found the cheapest one overseas now is about $29 for that, $30. Full-fledged GPS chip. Now, it won't do anything without some other stuff, so it's just a chip that's going to sit there. It has to be powered, has to be wired in, and this is where all this other stuff comes into play. However, adding GPS just by itself from any of these companies, especially if it has Garmin attached to that word, the price just about doubles. And so it's not a matter of you get what you pay for. It's basically sometimes you're getting what you pay for, and then you're paying more for somebody's pockets to line somebody else's pockets. It's all business, and it's all the way the world works. But if you want to save a couple dollars and do some research out there, you can find equivalent stuff, same exact stuff, a little bit cheaper. However, you have to hunt and search. Or you go to places like FutureLec, they have it all ready to go. Another one, and we're going to go here right now, is SparkFun. SparkFun. Well, that sounds dangerous in itself. anytime anything was sparking, I was probably not having fun. I was, you know, getting shocked. But anyway, SparkFun.com, just as it sounds, SparkFun.com. Another great site. They have Arduino stuff there, and things that are equivalent. Very, very cool stuff. With this stuff here, too, these boards are pre-made, and some of them are actually developer boards. So if you want something already done and you won't mind spending maybe $10-$20 or more, there you go. Or they have the stuff that you can actually experiment. And they're all the way down, they actually have, I believe it's $39, as FutureLec also does, for this GPS chip. So, yeah, you're going to save $10 if you go direct overseas, or, you know, cost you another $10 if you get it through these guys. And with this, too, is SparkFun, and like I say, we've just scratched the surface. These are two of the companies that actually carry a lot of this stuff and have a, and I say huge, I mean huge, selection on every area of electronics. A lot of these are actually devices that operate in the 440 band of our ham bands. Of course, these are usable without a license, but you know, so you've actually got a lot of different things there. If you always wonder, well, how does this work? How does my outside thermometer do this to get inside? They have RF communicating devices. They have RFID readers, RFID coders, you name it. Anyway, so we've touched base here on a lot of these that are actually pre-done and ready to go. And that's very cool. There's a lot of people out there, if you've never soldered, you're going to have probably some issues there. If you're a builder, this is very cool stuff. But a lot of this, is when we go back to Fox Delta, Fox Delta has kits. And if you can run a soldering gun, they even have all the components, as Ramsey does, all ready to go. You know, just follow the instructions and solder up. Well, let's get into the printed circuit board area. This is the most important part of any of these projects anymore. Back in the day, and I mean way back in the day, everything was little Bakelite terminal strips. You had tube sockets, and they had little terminals on them, and a big old chassis. It's very cool. I've built stuff like that. There were no PC boards, not in those devices. Not much to speak of that was going to go on the PC boards if they had them. Well, let's flash forward about 50 years, and here we are. With this said, printed circuit boards, can you make your own? Yes, you can. Real briefly, I'll go over that. I have done it, and then we'll get on to, is that really what you want to do? This is KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group, every Tuesday that we can. Going all the way back into high school, we used to use the little shiny copper boards we would get from none other than Radio Shack. And they would have the little etchant and all that. You got all your gear together, and you're just really going to have a blast. And then you take a black felt marker, permanent felt marker, and draw out your circuit. Now, yeah, this is going to look a little hokey. It's not going to look professional, but it'll work. And we did it, and it worked. And the circuit worked, by the way. And that was like the bare minimum. Today, we have, with the miracle of inkjet printers and laser printers, we've come a long way. Back then, if we didn't use the felt marker, next thing was these little plug and stick, basically peel and stick, not plug and stick, peel and stick, whatever, lines and little layout pads and stuff like that, all very cool. And then you could actually use photo-sensitive stuff, either pre-sensitize or do your own, and then, you know, come out that way. Obviously, that sounds like it's involved, but it can be more so, because if you don't ever do everything just right, and you never do it just right the first time, you have problems like traces disappearing. Where'd that one go? Okay, oops. Yeah, that's a lot of that fun. With some of the newer stuff, and the inkjet printers and laser jet printers to print these masks up, and now we have computers where we can actually design all this stuff right on the screen, don't have to peel and stick anything, and you're ready to go. But you still, of course, the etching and all that, very critical stuff, once you're ready to go. And some of these traces, by the way, may be small. That's up to you as a designer, but a lot of these little devices going on there are small. So, yeah, it is complex. It can be done. You have to really want to do it, and you got the chemicals and everything out there. But wait, there is an easier way. One of these places is, of course, we'll list them off here. Far Circuits is one. Another one, Express PCB, which also has free software to design your circuit. Another one out there, FutureLick, also, and there's a ton of them out there. We'll actually take, after you have this mask or the circuit designed on there, they will print the board for you. They say, well, what if, you know, you're not into designing stuff? Well, a lot of projects, and if you're not lucky enough to have Far Circuits out there to actually produce this, maybe it's not one that they carry, they will actually do your own, or you can get this design from someplace else online. And one of that is FreeTrack. We'll get into that in just a second. You send them that in one of the accepted files from the free software that you get, or in the format that it was given to you, you simply forward it to them. Basically, you're going to get a board printed for about $7 to $8. Some of these have no minimum. Of course, the minimum is going to get expensive because of the fact they do have to at least set everything up. If you're producing two or three or four, you can actually get the cost down to like $5 or $6. especially if you're tricky and you are producing two of the devices on one board. So they don't care. If the board is a bigger board, they're going to charge you more, but the overhead and everything you save because now you're actually two for the price of one.
Tom, you had a question.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, a question, go ahead.
I'm sorry, it wasn't me. You had somebody covering you. It sounded like a question. 86 LAN.
Okay. Any comments out there or questions, please come back one more time. All right. Well, I guess not, Bill. I guess they went away. Anyway, with that said, check out Express PCB. Check out Far Circuits, and you know, also FutureLeck. They all will produce boards. A lot of these are really very cheap prices. If you're going to need a board and it's going to cost you to have it made somewhere in the realm of less than $10, if you say have three of them made, or like Express PCB, will do proto boards. They'll do a specific size, single or double layer, which is, of course, different prices for that. They'll do three boards for $51. Now, that sounds expensive. You can actually downsize that a little bit. With FutureLeck, they will actually beat that price, especially if you're you know, into saving nickels and dimes or maybe $10. So look at all the options there. Especially if you're going to say, well, you know what, do I really want, if I'm not set up to do printed circuits, do I really want to go that distance or just, you know, at least pay a couple bucks here? And this is for the builder. Remember, a lot of this stuff is pre-done as a kit. Jim, any comments out there?
No, not at this time. I'm adding my notes to the Tech Tuesday page to go with the audio while we're doing this, so we'll have plenty of URLs to click on my website for those of you that are scurrying like crazy to try to keep up.
Another thing to have we have out there is Zigbee. What is Zigbee? Well, we talked about Arduino. It's just Arduino is kind of like a prototyping system and experimenter system, but really amped up to have some very, very cool things available with a lot of companies jumping on board. Zigbee is, you'll find, is like another thing you'll see items on these sites. Zigbee, I'm not sure if XB is probably another one of that, a derivative of that. And what they are is Wi-Fi networks, but not through a computer system. If you wanted to actually monitor sensors for something and you have a very low data rate thing, you know, you're like, well, why would I want that? Well, you know what? Maybe you want to know how cold it is in your garage. Okay, you know. Anyway, you can set up these little things that will actually transmit data back to where you are. And if you're not going to go out and just buy something, it'll do that, which you could do. But, you know, to me, I love building this stuff. It's really kind of neat. And I say, hey, you know what? Well, I'm going to throw one over here, and let's see what the rain is over here on the other side of the, you know, house. No, I'm just kidding. That would be a little bit ridiculous. But anyway, a lot of good stuff out there. Like I said, I recommend that you look into having boards pre-done professionally. The good part is they won't have the disappearing traces. Far Circuits is one that does not through plate. And through plating is where you have a double-sided board and a hole drilled. By the way, these boards come pre-drilled for that price. They're all drilled out, ready to go. That in itself is a time saver because you'll go crazy trying to drill all the holes. And if you get off a little bit, you know, they use all CNC stuff to do that. Let me reset. With all that said, yeah, you cannot beat the price of what they're offering unless you want to work for yourself for about 50 cents a day. You know, it's really a good deal. And you know, with what they have available, the through plating is actually where the traces connect through the board. They actually plate the inside of that hole. It's a separate process. If you try to do that at home, you can. I've looked into it. My goodness, it is extremely complex. They throw that in for free, okay? So with that said, when you solder these devices in, your solder goes to the through plating, it goes to, and it carries it through to both sides of the board. A lot of good connections there. And all these boards come pre-tinned. If you ever soldered and you have copper and it is not tinned or coated yet, you will know exactly what I mean. Without tinning, you got to put the flux on there. Next thing you know, did it stick or did it not stick? That's the big question. Oh, look, it doesn't work. That must be a no then. Anyway, pre-tinned, all that, some of these companies have what they call a solder mask is optional. A few extra bucks on there. That would be something that is just that, very optional. Silkscreen printing on there, another option, not necessary. Or actually, if they will print on there, you know, where your components go. Of course, you have to tell them what is what. This all comes in the printed circuit board files. And that's all good. So anyway, if you're a builder and you're just interested or you want to get started, highly recommend starting out with a kit and then look into some of this other stuff. Like I said, neat stuff. Always cool to build something, and then you get that great warm, fuzzy feeling when it works. And then you've got all this other stuff here going on where these are modules. These modules will interconnect to each other. Go to SparkFun or go to FutureLex, and you'll see exactly what a huge, huge area there. So anyway, that's going to wrap this up. Anybody out there, any comments or questions, please come back.
86 Bill.
KF6Q Tech 2 is in the grip. Yes, Harold, go ahead.
Little item there. You decide that you want to know what all you can do with a chip or various devices, you can go to the manufacturer's website, and almost everything, the data sheet with all the do's and don'ts and will and won't are printed right there for you to go to, copy all, whatever you want to do with it, so you're not just and messing with it and then finding out that you messed in the wrong direction. 86 Bill.
Oh, good deal, Harold. We had somebody also underneath you there. Station, go ahead. Okay. Yes, we don't. I don't know. Anyway, Harold, also comment on that, too. FutureLex is one, and SparkFun also does some of this. FutureLex on their board will say, well, this is based on part number such and such, and they actually have a link to the data sheet that you can print, the PDF file, or copy down, whichever. You can also, they have data sheets on these boards. So if you're like, well, how do I hook this thing up? Well, they don't expect you to know that. They have everything in there. And a lot of the data sheets, Harold, from places like Texas Instruments or ON Semiconductor or Microchip, Microchip is a very big one in a lot of this PIC stuff. They actually have what they call application circuits or applications. Gives you good ideas, shows you how to hook it up. You can actually base your whole project off of something like that. They also have tutorials if you need more information from basically the very beginning all the way up to designing some very complex systems. So it's all out there, and it's all free. They even have free compilers out there for their stuff, which if you're into programming, you will know what that is. If you're not into programming, well, we'll talk about that some other time. So any other questions or comments, please go back to KF6Q.
KJ6KDL.
Yes, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I ran across another company. I don't know if you've seen them. They just don't have a lot of information on this product. It's called RPC Electronics, RPC-electronics.com. They have a tracker section and a little
inline 9 pin DB9 connector with a USB port on it. And it's called Argent Data Systems Open Tracker USB for $40. It doesn't say much about it, except that the USB port is ready for KISS modem mode for easy programming. That's about it. They've got a couple other parts, an SMT Open Tracker 1 Plus, an inline circuit board. It's like an offset daughter board with downward pins to plug into another device, and then I assume the board below it is what they're talking about. And all three things are $40 each.
You know, and that's all good, and those are good products too. And I think the just as an example with them and TinyTrack, TinyTrack 3 plus the GPS unit together, just over $100. And that's ready to go into a radio of your choice, ham radio for 144.80, I believe it is, or whatever that our APRS frequency is. And with that, or they even have ready to go where they even have a radio. Keep in mind, too, these very inexpensive Baofeng radios, very cheap source of a 2-meter, very easy to change over radio to work with this. So the radio used to be maybe over $100 to $150 just for that part, is now $30 to $36. And yes, they are still out there at $30. I found some of the recent ones at $30. Most of them are hovering around $36, and of course up depending on what they think they can steal from you. Anyway, but yeah, with that said, good information there, Jim. Let me reset. A lot of the basic in the KISS mode, for those of you who do not know what that is, we have used that philosophy for everything for years. KISS, which is when things start to look complicated, is apply the KISS theory, which is keep it simple, stupid. Basically, don't make it any more complex than it needs to be. APRS can be very complex with all the data and different things that can be put into that packet header. But when you have some basic things like GPS, want to track where you are, let somebody know where you are, and be able to just maybe even possibly receive a little bit of information, that is what they call the KISS mode. It's basically just the basics of what you need. But anyway, any other questions? We're going to get ready to close Tech Tuesday before we do. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody out there listening in. If you're still out there, hope you are. And thanks for joining us. And we always like to touch base. A lot of the projects in the QSTs, a lot of them will involve these microcontroller chips. A lot of them are very simple things to build, because basically if you can't find it out there on a store shelf, that's it. That's all you're going to have. If you can actually go with this stuff that you can build, the sky is the limit. You design whatever you want, and a lot of these pre-done modules really greatly simplifies what you want to do. One last call for questions and comments. Are you done, Jim? Any last comments?
Well, if you go out there and look around, you can get lost looking at a bunch of different websites and products. But these here seem to be pretty honed in. It looks like Tom has done a good job of researching this with some other people. And I would say stick with these. There is another project called OpenTrack without a K at the end, which is a deviation. So don't get lost in that like I did. It's a different project trying to expand on APRS, and it's something that doesn't look like it's really going anywhere, but you can find a lot of pages on it. So these are the ones, and if you want to go back and review on my website from January 28, that was an intro with CYS John, I believe. And that was centering around the TinyTrack modules, which This is for those who like to build. It's a way to save money and do it a different way. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, and then I did bring up this open track. I'll like to look through this, but it looks like it's something that's still in the design stages. With a lot of this stuff out there, like I said, there's many kits. If you've never built anything before in your life, I greatly suggest you explore Ramsey's website, Fox Delta, and there's others out there with kits. And then find something in there that's not, you know, is within your budget. It's something that you actually find interesting that you could probably use. And go get yourself a soldering iron. Get some desoldering tools too. Of course, it's like making sure there's an eraser at the end of the pencil. But anyway, with stuff like that, and start doing this stuff in your spare time.